Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting third. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Lamb. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Lamb. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Olander moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Olander moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamb covering, for the out. Tovar moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Lamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss juggles the ball. That's an error on Chambliss. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards second. Leon throws to second for one, and Stanley throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Reese scores. Holt moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Carew reaches second base with a double. Tovar goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Oliva moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Steve Hargan now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley misplays the ball. That's an error on Stanley. Oliva moves to third. Reese moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Foster. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. Carew moves to third. It's 5-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chambliss moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chambliss scores. Fosse moves to third. It's 5-1, Twins. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holt moves to third. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Holt scores. Mitterwald moves to third. It's 6-1, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Foster who is chasing the ball. Killebrew reaches third base with a triple. Tovar scores. Oliva goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Twins. Mark Bullinger now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bullinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Nettles now playing center field. Cesar Tovar now playing right field. Mark Bullinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bullinger strikes out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Uhlander moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Belander moves to third. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Nettle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-3 in the game. Cott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Leon reaches second base with a double. Nettles goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Twins. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Steve Braun pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Braun moves to third. It's 9-2, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Reese steals second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun scores. Reese scores. It's 11-2, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing third base. Kurt Bevacqua pinch hits for Mark Bullinger. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua strikes out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with caught covering, for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.